Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Emily Kwong here with our interim general manager, a voice you may likely recognize. This is Lily Herwald.
Good morning, Emily. Nice to be here.
Good morning. So you have been Raven Radio's interim general manager for the whole month of September. Ken and Rachel Fate, our co-general managers, the Fates left the building at the end of August. Can you give us a state of the station report? What's going on
on the
development and administrative side?
Great. So the board of directors approached me to when Ken and Rachel decided to retire from Raven Radio about being an interim to allow them more time to find a permanent replacement. And that timing worked real well with me. So I had about a week overlap with Ken and Rachel, learning the systems and catching up on things. And then I've been here as interim solo since September 1st. And in that time, we've been preparing for the fall drive that begins on Monday. And also the fact that we have some fundraisers going on, planning for our Stardust Ball. And then really just for me to come in and be a steady hand on the tiller, making no big changes for the station, but being a support for the staff. And it's been exciting. And one bit of bittersweet news is that Amy Kramer Johnson, our development director, has put in her resignation, and she's going to be pursuing things for her own family business and for herself. So sweet for Amy, but it's a little bit sad for us. But it is a great opportunity for some new person to come in and support our business community and our underwriting efforts and our fundraising.
You know, Lily, you and I both know this, there's been almost a changing of the guard at Raven Radio. We have a new program coordinator in the place of our program director. So Rebecca Dannon left Sitka last year, and we have Max Kritzer, who oversees all of our volunteers and the music and local talk shows. And now there's an opportunity, sounds like, for someone else to come in on the fundraising side. What are you looking for in this individual?
Well, someone who really feels the mission of community radio at heart. In hiring anyone new, they really have to mesh well with why we exist. And KCAW exists to provide a voice for our local community and to engage people and to have many different voices and points of view. And so that's what we would look for, somebody whose heart values match the station values. And then the role of development director is to work with our business community to help support the station through underwriting announcements, which are not commercials, but they are spots that are authorized that allow businesses to say who they are, what they do, and where they're located. And it's a really helpful way. It's a very important part of our budget. These announcements, the paying for them, really go far toward helping us meet our budget so we can support our local news, keep the equipment on the air, things like that.
Now, Lily, you were the general manager of Raven Radio for a period, and I'm wondering how it feels to return after all of these years.
It is such a blessing for me to come full circle. I started at the radio station on July 1st, 1985, just a few months after coming to the station. I studied communications at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, worked at my campus station there, and was just amazed when I first came to town listening to Raven Radio and not knowing a lot of people. And my contacts here worked the night shift, so I was alone pretty much all the time. And Raven Radio became my first friend in town, hearing voices, feeling like I was part of the community and just so engaged. And I was really lucky to be hired as an administrative aide and in those days an operations and traffic director. So I began in 85, and then a year later, I like to say I was pushed up the ladder. I became the business manager at the station. And then during the time of transition, when we started joining Coast Alaska, I became the development director because our business office moved to Juneau as part of our Coast Alaska services. And then in 1996, I was selected as the general manager, and that was replacing Barnaby Dow, who replaced Rich McClear, and Ken actually filled in as interim manager there for a bit of time. So, and then Ken came on in 2004 and has run this station so well in that time. And so for me to come back as interim, because I am going to be leaving town, moving on to travel, it feels like such a blessing to be here and the place that I really do love the most. I've worked in lots of great places in Sitka, but my heart is in community radio.
And when will this new general manager arrive? What's the plan there?
Right now, the process, I'm not involved in the hiring process, but that's with the board of directors, and they are interviewing candidates. I know that they just interviewed some folks this week, so I don't have the details of who and when, but I know the process was to do a few phone and or Skype interviews, and then as the list is refined, look at in-face interviews and things like that. So I know that we will keep that information coming to the public so you know what's going on, but not too much to report at this time.
Okay. You had a rarefied glimpse into 1980s Raven Radio, which very much interests me. This is pre-internet. This is before we had any kind of easily accessible weather. The weather used to come out on this big machine that you've described to me. And I'm wondering if you can recall a story from that time that captures what the station was about.
You know, I think it comes down to music, because I love music and music shows. And now we have a lot of different ways to get music on the air. We've got the old LPs. We have CDs in the radio station still. But now we have, you know, services like YouTube and Spotify right from our computers. So we have the access to an amazing library of music.
Mm-hmm.
But in those days, you had to... It was LPs in those early days. And each cut, you know, it was, you had to move the needle on the record and you had to make sure that, I just remember the dead air dash. You put on a bit of music and you run to the restroom and it's like, oh my gosh, that record's ending and it's skipping or something and you have to run out and fix it. And so those are some of my early memories of just being under a timeline gun that felt so important. You know, you just, dead air is something you don't tolerate. And so there were many of us running from the loo quickly to get back to the turntable after washing our hands for 20 seconds, of course.
So wholesome. People will be coming into the building quite a bit next week for our Pledge Drive. What is the goal this year? What are some unique challenges Raven Radio faces this year with the upcoming legislature budget season approaching in January?
Right. Our goal this fall is $78,000, and it's an important number. The budget is based off these contributions from our listeners. Our budget is a three-pronged stool. It's contributions from listeners and our business community. It's money from CPB, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the allocation of money we get from the state. That's allocated through the Alaska Public Broadcasting Commission. So very important. And one of the challenges we have is that our state funding, Alaska, is in a recession, and the legislature is looking for places to cut all the time. And public broadcasting has been a target of that. And we've had great reductions over the last few years. So we focus on providing excellent programming, news and information, the life and safety issues that are the most important of being. And I think in this recent past of having natural disasters with hurricanes in Texas and also in the Caribbean and Florida, it has shown how important community radio or local radio is to the survival of a community. And we're in Alaska. We know that this is a rugged and wild part of the world, and that having a strong radio station is one of those important security lifelines.
Absolutely. Lily, this is an interesting interview because, of course, I'm on staff, so I work with you, but I we're very lucky that you're here to see Raven Radio through this transitionary period. And whichever general manager is hired certainly has large shoes to fill, dating back all the way to your time. Mm. So thank you for being here and for all your work.
Well, thank you. And I'm very grateful for this opportunity. I feel like Raven Radio has given me so much in my life. It's a part of my DNA. It's amazing how quickly evolution can happen, where being part of an organization can get right down into the cellular level of your being, and that's where Raven Radio resides in me. It's right in my heart.
Well, Lily, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Emily.